Hello everyone, welcome to Across the Park Instant Match Reaction, take three.
Believe it or not.
Three different locations.
I'm not even angry anymore. This has took three times to do this fucking show.
I'm actually laughing about it. Everton 0, Wolves 1. A shambolic display, to be honest. Lifeless. No, very little effort or application. John Joe Kenny's got a red at the end there for two stupid little fouls, and it wasn't like he's gone and took someone out. Some pretty poor performances again, and outplayed. We're in massive trouble now. Massive trouble. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know where the next goal comes from, let alone the next 3 points, Mills.
I've got nothing really. I'd rather react to what you're saying, to be honest, because I've got nothing really constructive to say. We've talked before this recording now. Repeat yourself. Question for you. How many players out there look like they're in a relegation battle for a football club?
2-3 players, maybe, tops. So I thought Anthony Gordon...
Out of 11.
I thought Anthony Gordon done all he could. At times, running a lone furrow. I thought Richarlison for half of the game, maybe 60 minutes, ran a lot. Probably a couple of moments where he maybe nearly scored in the first half. I thought Ben Godfrey put in a decent shift on his first game back, but he just looked disjointed. I mean, I'm disappointed in the manager slightly today. I'm not going to criticise him because he's inherited the most fucking spineless squad you're likely to see.
There goes fucking Comic Cody behind us, just to fucking answer it. Just to add to that, I mean, fuck a day, there goes Comic Cody behind us.
He's left one of the only players in that squad, I think, who is capable of running around and putting a shift in, and would have got about that midfield a little bit today, and that's Alan. He is one of my favourite players. He was dreadful against Tottenham, but you look at that midfield without him today. Van der Beek and Decore, I don't think he would put a tackle in.
Anonymous. And it was crying out for a change of system, and I think this manager now is... And look, I don't want to go down this fucking route again where the criticise the managers. I think he's throwing that much shit at the wall now, hoping something sticks. He doesn't know our best formation. He doesn't know our best players because they're changing week after week. And that goes down to how shit these players are.
Yeah.
It goes down to, like, this gang of players, the core of them, the same core, seen what eight managers have?
Eight managers, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And they're still there doing the same thing. But the thing is now, it's affecting fucking me and you. Because we're on the fucking verge now of fucking going down.
Yeah.
It's not a joke anymore. It's beyond, like, all right, well, fair enough, we'll get on to it then, we'll get our dice in, and the Reds will laugh for 5 minutes, and then we'll try and go again. We won't go again if we go down. There will be no summer where we're optimistic and there's a little bit of money to spend or not, whatever. It'll go. If we go down, we're in the fucking shit. And again, please, I can repeat myself because we've tried to record this previously, but the podcast Across the Park, we do have a relationship with certain people at the club, and we always try and talk as positive as we can. And we're about to fucking lose this because of this instant match reaction. The fucking club, top to bottom, is a joke. An absolute fucking joke. And I'm sorry for swearing, I can't help it. I'm pissed off to death with it. You're talking about a chairman, or an owner, sorry, who, thank you very much for the stadium. I can see it when I drive to work. I can see it. Thank you very much. I'm hoping it's going to benefit our kids when they grow up and see better stuff than me and I've seen. But you haven't got a fucking clue what you're doing when it comes to football. You sack every manager who has a bad run. And thank you for sacking the fucking dinosaur you even brought into the football club in January, who shouldn't have been nowhere near my football club anyway. Thank you for that. You haven't got a clue what you're doing. Move. Just put someone in who knows what they're doing. And hopefully Thelwell knows what he's doing now. This is...
What a twat of a fucking job he's got, by the way.
This has been coming and coming and coming. Every summer, we try and hit a little bit of a reset button. But you can't press it that hard because you just can't do it. No club can sell 20 players and bring 20 in. But it's all on your watch, lad. It's all on your watch. And do you know what? Roberto Martinez, I weren't a fucking fan of him at the end, and it was toxic. There was fucking helicopters flying over the ground. The team he had and a squad he had in April... May 2016 would wipe the floor with the fucking squad we've got now.
Yeah, very few of them are fit to fucking lace the boots of some of them, and that wasn't a great squad either.
It wasn't that team of fucking going that team of fucking on the verge of, like, remember the Sunderland game in May 16 where he got beat 3-0? And I was saying to him, if we had 5 more games, we'd get dragged into it. Mm. Lad, it's just
getting dragged into it seems like a fucking dream now.
I know.
Dragged into it. We're there. You know, we're riding.
And we're throwing shit at the wall. And again, I've said this before, me and Judgey have spoke about it. Why is it on us? Why is the social media of Everton Football Club this week? Why is Anthony Gordon doing a video to call me out? Why is John Joe Kenny doing a video to call Judgey out? And by that I mean, oh come on lads, turn up a good as the meal. Pack it in. The whole club needs to fucking get a grip at the minute. Because we're in the shit. From top to bottom, we're in the fucking shit. The team out there aren't fit for purpose. The owner hasn't got a clue. And now the owner, from January to March now, is throwing shit at the wall. Oh, I'll do an Instagram video. I'll do a social media video. I'll write something in the programme. I'll do a director of football. I'll sack Marcel Brands. Fuck off. Fuck off. It's joke.
And a message to the players as well. Fuck all the sorries off on social media. Get down here on Thursday and roll your fucking sleeves.
No, it's on us again. Apparently it's on us again now. So me and you got to tear up on Thursday and sort this fucking mess out. I work at a fucking law firm. He's a fucking football coach teacher. Why is it all me and him to turn up to the fucking ground on Thursday and sort this mess out? How? Why? Why? Why is it on us?
We've got Newcastle on Thursday. And one thing I'll say about that group of players, I looked at them 2 months ago and thought they've got no chance, they've got no quality, and even the players they brought in to, you know, with the exception of one, were underwhelming. But that team has showed more fucking balls and grit in the last 6 weeks than a lot of that fucking shower having the whole careers. So you know, they're coming here on Thursday and they, you know, our players have got to take a leaf out of their book and just fucking roll the sleeves up and fucking put some effort in and put some graft in.
And we're recording this now, we're recording this by the statue, and there's you can't see it, but there's little kids there waiting for autographs and stuff. God love them. You just don't deserve. And I doubt any fucking player is just watching this because you're too busy doing your own shit. You don't give a shit. But if you are, or you're getting sent this little clip, there's little kids out there waiting for your autograph. You don't deserve them. Don't deserve me. Don't deserve him. Don't deserve the little kids who are growing up to watch Everton Football Club. It's a joke. Every fucking week now, it's embarrassment. And yeah, I don't need to match reaction after Leeds, and I was buoyant by it, and you just fucking led me down the garden path. Again. You're just a gang of shit houses, and you're taking my club down. You just need to fucking get a look in the mirror. And if you do go down, you know, go and get new clubs. And do you know what? Some of our best players need to hear this. Richarlison, you scored 5 goals this season, lad. Can't remember the last time you gave a defender a game. Can't.
Well, listen, that's the instant match reaction, as always. It's as raw as it gets. Especially on our third take, that was some going.
Still fucking, I was fine just then. I'm riled up again now.
This video better work. Anyway, we are recording tomorrow. We're going to try and leave some of that emotion, but we'll just be getting the arses ripped out of us, or the backs ripped out of us by the copites, and rightfully so, to be honest. So I'm not going to take it, though. I'm not defending them plays either. Neither's Millsy, but we'll catch you either tomorrow or catch you next week. Cheers.